The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus said to them in reply, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is the one about whom it is written, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. Amen, I say to you, among these born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord.
Gaudete. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. These words from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians are where we get the name for this third Sunday of Advent. Gaudete means rejoice. Authentic rejoicing, however, is not possible for us if we do not understand the source of our joy. St. Paul tells us that the source of our joy is the nearness of the Lord. True. But if we are unaware of his nearness to us, how can we rejoice? How can we rejoice if we ourselves are not drawing near to him? In our culture today, in general, but especially during this time of year, there is a mountainous obstacle to our joy. Like a leech sucking up our blood, there is something that is draining happiness in our lives. That something is called impatience. In our second reading from the Epistle of St. James, we hear a powerful exhortation to be patient. Listen again to these words from the Apostle St. James. You too must be patient. Make your hearts firm, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. My dear family in Christ, I invite you to meditate with me on the necessity of having the virtue of patience. Pray with me as together we learn, 1. What is patience? 2. Why patience is important? And 3. How can we grow in this valuable virtue? First, what is patience? The original word St. James uses for patience can also be translated as long-suffering. Patience can be defined as enduring pain or sorrow for the sake of the good. Think about this for a moment. St. James is writing his letter to the early church who are experiencing persecution. St. James himself later becomes a martyr of the faith. Patience is not just some flimsy virtue that helps keep us from losing our temper when traffic is moving too slowly. Patience helps us endure sorrow and suffering with a calm mind for the sake of a greater good. In other words, patience is bearing with suffering without complaint. Let me repeat that. Patience is bearing with suffering without complaint. Okay, so we've got a working definition of patience. Let us move on to our second consideration. Why is patience important? In short, patience is important for our own salvation. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus gives the parable of the unmerciful servant, who, though he is forgiven a massive debt, is unwilling to show mercy to his fellow servant, who owes him a much smaller debt. In the parable, both servants ask their creditor to have patience. The master of the servant with a massive debt shows patience and even forgives the debt. The wicked servant, however, fails to show patience and imprisons his debtor. When we fail in patience, we are like the wicked servant in that parable. Jesus endured immense suffering in his passion on the cross out of his burning love for us. The patience Jesus has for us comes from his love for us. We know this from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, where it says, "Love is patient." We should note that the virtue of patience does not remove suffering in our lives. St. Alphonsus Liguori uses the analogy of the two thieves crucified with Jesus to explain how patience is salvific. St. Alphonsus points out that both the thief on the right and the thief on the left of Jesus experienced the horrendous pain of crucifixion. Both of them experienced suffering. But one thief suffered with patience and was saved. The other thief suffered with impatience and was lost. But there is another reason that we ought to desire patience. The patient person is a source of peace for others. Think about it. Think about a patient person that you know. The patient person is able to calmly bear with all kinds of situations and even bring peace into a difficult situation. We desperately need peace in our world. We desperately need the virtue of patience. So now that we have briefly looked at what patience is and why it is so important, let us consider how we can grow in the virtue of patience. Recall what we heard earlier from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is the source of patience, and therefore any growth in the supernatural gift of charity, of love, will help us to grow in the virtue of patience. Now, the supernatural virtue of love, also known as the theological virtue of charity, can only be received by the grace of God. Therefore, if you want to grow in patience, you need to have a prayer life and seek to grow in your love of God and of others. However, in a certain sense, praying for the virtue of patience is not enough if you don't also prepare yourself to receive God's gift. What do I mean by this? If patience is the virtue that helps us endure suffering, then we cannot practice the virtue of patience without suffering. In other words, in order to grow in patience, we need to accept our crosses daily out of love for Jesus. If we complain too much, we will lose our patience. The more we grow in the virtue of patience, the more we will joyfully accept our crosses as a gift from God. The more we grow in the virtue of patience, the more we will want to embrace the cross. Gaudete. We desire to rejoice, but let us not let impatience be an obstacle that steals our joy. So let us conclude with the wisdom and the prayer that Saint Teresa of Avila taught. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. Amen.